This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, the podcast for scientific and professional women who want to restore confidence, make meaningful impact, and balance the things and people that mean most to them. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'll be sharing with you insights and inspiration into the mindset and skill set to help you navigate your career and lead powerfully. It's recorded live and outdoors, so anything could happen.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. So, question from my audience in Breakthrough Unleashed this morning. How effective are you at giving and receiving feedback? So, I got this question in my Facebook group, and it's all about how to be more effective with giving feedback in a way that's not going to make people feel super uncomfortable or triggered. So welcome to the show this morning. So let's start in with feedback in the first place. So there are kind of like three different schools of thoughts when it comes to feedback. The first, which used to be the kind of the way people would do things back when I first started out in industry, was the what we call the shit sandwich. Essentially, so someone would, like, the bread and the burger and the bread again. Someone would say something nice, and then they would say something not so nice, and then they would finish with something nice. So we all go away and choke on our sandwiches. Personally, that is not the way that I want to receive feedback, because then it makes us feel like those two other pieces of good feedback are just, as we say, sandwich fillers. They don't really mean them. It's just something they have to say in order to give us the real piece of feedback that they're looking to give us. Now, the second way of doing this feedback is more in a conversational way with the other person, so that they are learning and exploring with you. This is great for at the end of, say, a project review, something like that. And we would start with a conversation. So, what do you think went well? Because straight away, by default, as humans, we're designed to go, you know, I know this didn't go perfect, this is what went wrong. So it's always good to remind people, you know, well, what did go well in this scenario, and try to get them to find something. And then we will say, okay, tell me what didn't go so well. And they might lay it all out on the line. And then we turn it on its head. So if you were to repeat this again, what would you keep exactly the same next time? So what of those good things would you keep? And then we finish on, and what would you do differently next time? Now, when you think about those four questions, they're also actually an excellent way to think about interviews as well. So when we get asked those questions, like, when was a time when, I don't know, you had to deal with somebody tricky at work, then you can apply the same things. Well, this was the situation, this is how I handled it, this is what went well, this is what didn't go so well, this is what I would keep the same next time, this is what I would do differently next time. That way, in a conversational tone, you haven't said, look, this hasn't gone well, they've actually come up with it for themselves. So I think that's a really nice way of doing things. It's called feed forward feedback. And then there's another school of thought as well, which is Netflix, the company. Now, they have a really interesting culture, and it's a very high performance culture as well. And they, as a rule, give candid feedback on a daily basis. The premise of this is a bit like the story of the Emperor's New Clothes. So if you know the story, the Emperor walks around and he has got no clothes on because he's been hoodwinked into thinking that he's wearing the finest silk. No one around him, none of his advisors, none of the adults walking down the streets say anything. They just like, okay, he's the emperor, we'll just leave him to it. And it's only this tiny little boy that points and laughs at him and goes, ha ha, you've got no clothes on. And it's that's the candidness that we need, because if we don't get that kind of growth feedback, it is pretty much like walking around with our underwear on when we go to work. So the way in which Netflix approaches candid feedback, which is obviously going to provide the fastest way of growth, but it can be a little bit triggering. So that's something to be aware of, that we have to kind of pre-frame that we are going to give someone feedback. How would they like to receive that feedback? Is that written orally? Do they want to receive it now? Do they want to have a meeting about that separately? Just that you have some feedback for them and that it is growth feedback. So that's the first thing. It's not something that you just tag on the end of a meeting and hope that someone's going to take it okay. The second thing is that we follow the 4A guidelines for feedback. So the first one is that the feedback that you give must aim to assist that person in some way. Now, you think that this should be an easy thing, but it's not necessarily. Lots of feedback that we give is coming from a place of resentment. But when we come up from a place of what is best for this person, this project, this company, this whatever you're working on, that is aiming to assist in some way. Now, the second A of the 4A guidelines, so we've got, does it aim to assist and is it actionable in some way? So if we give someone feedback and they have no idea how to action that, it doesn't give us any way to move forward. So we must also give them a way to make it, actionable, implementable. That's a difficult word to say at this time in the morning. Okay, so the fourth A is that we can either, we need to not take it personally, essentially. So we're going to accept it for the gift that it is, because when we give that growth feedback, we are naturally hardwired in our brain to take it personally. So it takes a little bit of overriding that natural response for us to, I'm just gonna go over the gate, because I do have to come home as well. So it does take a little bit of overriding the natural response in order to move forward. So we accept that it is a gift in and of itself. And then you can either accept or decline that feedback. So if it's if it aims to assist, if it's actionable, and we've overridden that natural biological response, then from that place you get to make a choice. Do I accept that feedback, or do I say, no, I'm not going to take that this time? And that's a personal choice as well. So the more times that we can give candid feedback, the kind of faster that we can grow, and then more high performance that kind of working culture will be. So there are three different schools of thought. I don't recommend the first one. The second one is great as a conversational sort of way to help other people sort of review projects. And that third one is something that really we should be doing on a daily basis, but entirely up to you. I hope that gives you some ideas as to how to move forward, and enjoy the rest of your day. Okay, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. To get further support in your journey, join me in Breakthrough Unleashed on Facebook.